We left off Shir yesterday, the end of Shir, with Akasha and a Teretz. Want to begin that and finish that Mahalach, and then quickly go to the Tais. We learned on Daf, Gimel and Aleph from the bottom. Man Tana, who's the Tana? The boy, Ksim Lishmo. Who's the Tana? The Gemara is investigating that, which really embarks upon a new sugya. Because before that, it was just Rav and Rav. Before it was just Rav Lishma, Rav Akim. Now we're trying to investigate who the Tana of the Mishnah is. And we're going to see, L'Baisa V'Hashem, and Taisus V'Zod Hashem, that famous din that I spilled the beans on, that Rav holds Lishma, Rav holds Kiyum, the Gemara later on says, Rav is later Rav. Rav holds Lishma, also holds Kiyum. But Rav holds Kiyum, only holds Kiyum. Yes? You remember that? We said we spilled the beans. Yes? The Gemara, Tais is going to say, from this Gemara on in, this segment of Man Tana, when the Gemara investigates who the Tana is, this Gemara knows the Maskara. That's what Tais is going to say. This Gemara knows the Maskara, because it's not Shayach that the Gemara pilpels for a whole daf, from Gimel Manaf to Dalaf, who the Tana is, and then it was only according to a Havamina, that Rava is mutually exclusive to Rava. It's hard to believe that. So Tais assumes that this whole segment of the Gemara, for this next plot, God willing, that we'll learn of Hashem, the Gemara in the back of their mind knows the Maskana Rabbis Fei Rabba. But before that, from Beis of Beis to Gimel Amar Aleph, the whole Gemara assumed Rabba and Rabba were different, and the Gemara had Nafkaminas, the Gemara gave three Nafkaminas, okay? So that whole segment of Beis of Beis, Gimel Amar Aleph assumes like Rabba lace later Rabba, that they're mutually exclusive to one another. So I want you to get that down. In your notes, it's a very important akuda that Tosis points out. Everyone got what I'm saying? From base to base, at Gimel Amar till the very bottom, that's going through what Rabba and Rabba holds. So they're mutually exclusive. The Gemara gave three Nafkaminas, Yisroel. But on Gimel Amar from the bottom, when the Gemara embarks upon who the Tana is, and it's going to pilpul for a whole daf who the Tana is, Usher, you follow what I'm saying? The Gemara knows in the back of its mind, Rabba is later Rabba. Because it's very hard to say for a whole blab, we're trying to figure out who the Tana is. And you didn't know Rabba Slater Rabba? You're trying to figure out who the town is. Lefido Amoroi, Rabba Rabba. Yes, he's throwing.
Wouldn't this be then a relevant point to say Rabba Slater Rabba and then do the whole football? Meaning, why is it like assuming that the Maskana, the Maskana is an assumption?
Because the whole pilpul is determined who the Tana is something that is concrete, and you want to discern at the end of the day, this is the Tana. So to do that for a whole blot, not knowing the Maskana, is hard to fathom, Tosis says.
Right. I was saying, so why isn't it say in the Gemara that
that's the assumption. Tosis says that's how you have to read the Gemara. That's how you have to read the Gemara, which we're going to see the Tosis. But on Beis and Beis Gimel Aleph, we're going through Rav and Rav on their own. Gemara didn't need to say it according to Tosis. Okay, that's the first Nakuda I want to begin with, which we'll see Tosis inside. But before that, let us finish the Mahalach we started yesterday and this year. We had a Kasha, we had a Teretz. We want to give five Teretz. Number one. What was the kasha? The Gemara suggests, Oren, that the Tana is Reb Meir. Gemara says, how could it be Reb Meir? Reb Meir only calls the Shwa on the what? On the Chasimis. But not on the Chasimis. Yes? Forget about that, says Reb Kivei. There is a Gemara. It's actually, I quoted it from Shmuel. Yes? Shmuel on Pei Vav and Bei says, Eksav Sof Reb Eid is kasha. I wrote it on the board yesterday. The truth of the matter, it's a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? What daf? Pei Zayim and Beis, the next daf. Everyone's got a whole stop sober made discussion. It's a Beferish Mishnah. Shai was a Lechachil or B'dyevin. That's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel and Pei Vavim and Beis. You follow me? How to read the Mishnah. But there's no doubt that it's Kasha. It's a Beferish Mishnah. But I'm strengthening the Kasha because they are says, because we're going like Shmuel holds Lechachil. Frek the Kasha. Let's get this out. Get the focus. From there, like you had yesterday. Captured in the bottle. What was the kasha of B'kivei grass? That according to Reb Meir, you need Lishma and Nechsima, but he also required Lishma and Nechsiva. Why? Because Ksav Sofer of the aid is kasher. What is Ksav Sofer? We view the writing of the Sofer as an aid. So in a regular get that has two Adam on the bottom, how many Adam are there? If you hold Ksav Sofer of the aid is kasher?
Three
Adam, correct. So if you tell me that the Ksav Sofer is considered an aidus, then the Lysa. Better make sure the Ksiva is Lishma too.
Because then maybe Shabbat Miksasa, Batla Kula. Mishnah where? Makas, Hamid Base. Rebbe Kivegra has this question. So why can't you just easily propose that the Tana of the Mishnah is Reb Meir? And Reb Meir also holds Ksav Lishma. Because of the principle of Ksav, so for Ve'ein is kosher. What daf? Where's the Mishnah? Didn't we just said it? Pezayim and Beis. Rabbi Shmuel Argon, Pevav and Beis, on top of it, like Achiller Bidyev. If you hold like Shmuel, it's like even according to Rav. The bottom line is that you better make sure that what? If you set this up, you need to, according to Reb Meir, what you need is what? You need Ksiva Lishma, and you need what? Chasima Lishma. Of course you need Chasima Lishma, according to Reb Meir. Why do you need Ksiva? Because Ksav So Reb Meir is viewed as an Avis. The Ksiva is viewed as an Avis. Wow, if the Ksiva is an Avis, Ada Chasima Karsa, I thought Reb Meir holds. Yeah, but if it's Avis too, the Ksiva is treated as a signature too. So if you have, you better make sure it's Lishma. So why did the Gemara propose that? You got the Kasha? It's a great Kasha. I got real clear? Okay, I want to give 5 tidbits and answer this Kasha. Meir, let's get it down. Number one. Chiddush is, according to the Kivager, we only say Shabbat Miksasa Balakula if the guy's a Psula Guf, if the guy's a Rasha, if the guy's a Karov. Yes? You can have 100 Edim on a murder. How many Edim do you really need? Only 2. Yes? I don't care. Anyone who sees the Edim becomes part of the Kat, Usher. You want to have 100 Edim, one of them is a murder, you throw them all out. Done. But that's only when there's a Psula Guf. What is the psul of Shalom Lishma? It's a psul in the Haggadah. So number one answer, psul aguf, Rebbe Kivager. It's only right we do his terrors first because he's the one who asked the kasha. Psul aguf, below psul b'Haggadah. And that's exactly what Shalom Lishma is. Isn't Shalom Lishma psul in the Haggadah? It's in the content of how it was written. It's not because the guy's a rasha or a murderer, correct? Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Balakul is only when the guy is a murderer or a karov. But if the content of the Eidus is bad and diseased, that doesn't disease all the Eidus. That's number one teretz. Is this agreed upon according to everyone? This chiluk? I gave you a machlekes in Rishonim. I gave you Tosfos Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud, Zadir Yecheskel, Yecheskel Bornstein, and the stipler. The Yecheskel Bornstein, Yitzumin Lamed Gimel South, Zadir Yecheskel, I think his grandson was a Rebbe in MTA. And the Kilis Yaakov, the Simon Gimel, the disciple, say the following. Tyson Sanhedrin, the mouth of Mez, the top Tyson, the mask, command, Krebi, keep it. Says what, Yisrael? What happens if you have a group of Edom? Yes? There are 2 sets of questions we ask the Edom. One is Chakiris. What are Chakiris? What are Chakiris? The 7 questions. When it was, where it was. 7 questions. What day it was, what day of the month, what hour it was. What happens if they say, I don't know? Or they contradict each other. We throw the Edus out. Then there's something called Bedikas. What are Bedikas? Detailed questions. What color hat was the guy wearing? What color shirt was he wearing? Yes? What weapon did he use? What happens if they contradict themselves on the Bedikas? We throw them out. What happens if they say, I don't know? It sticks. Chakiris are different than Bedikas. Chakiris, if they contradict each other on the same day, we throw them out. By Bedikas, if they say Neodea on the 7 major questions, and the Bedikas, and they say Neodea, we don't throw them out. We only throw them out if they contradict themselves. One guy says he's wearing a blue shirt. One guy says he's wearing an orange shirt. We throw them out. Okay? That's the Mishnah Makdis of Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. Rabbi Kiva of Darwin said if we would have been at the Sanhedrin, we would have made sure no one got killed. Why? They would have asked such intricate questions, they would have tripped up the Edom. And they would have caused contradictions in the Bedikas. Sometimes when I'm taking a plane, someone sits next to me. Maybe he's not Jewish. What's the Jewish feeling on the death penalty? He asks me. I said, well, you don't know. It's a Mishnah Makis on Zion Manala. He says, what? There's 3 opinions. The first opinion says what? That if you do it once every what? If you do it once every 7 years, you're a murderous basement. Second opinion says if you do it once in 70 years, you're a murderous basement. Third opinion is Rabbi Kiva of Darwin say we would have never had it, let it happen. And then the fourth opinion says Rav Shimon Gamliel against the first three, and he says, if that's your attitude, you're causing more marbar shofi adam in Yisrael. It's needed as a deterrent. So three tanoim against one. That is the Jewish opinion on the death penalty, I told him. Mishnah, Makkah, Zion, and Marav. Four opinions. Fascinating. Fascinating. So that is the opinion, the Jewish feeling upon what? Upon the death penalty. So what we got here, Lamaisa, what we have here is Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, Mem Alvim Beis, you bring five Eidim into the room that saw murder. One of them says, Eni Yodea, what's the din, says Tosfos. Let's get it down. What does Tosfos say in Sanhedrin? What do? You have five Eidim that come in and murder, and one of the questions that the Chakirs are asked, one guy says, Eni Yodea. What does Tosfos say? Before we get to the second answer. Tosfos says, Eni Yodea, what do? Throw all the Eidim out. But Lakulam. Eni Yodea, but Lakulam. Wow. What do you see from this Tosfos? That you invoke Eidus Shabbat Lakshos HaBalakul, even on a what? Even on content. Even on the Eidus, not the Eidim. So this answer, Bekiveger, smack against who? Who's it smack against? This Tosfos in Sanhedrin. On the mouth of the base. Okay, I showed Jonathan and Yisrael that line. I would have shown other guys, they showed me. You didn't have to go through the whole Tosfos. If you have five Eidim that see a murder, and when they're interrogated individually, one of the guys says, I don't know. I wanted to send a question, throw them all out. What does that show?
That none of it's valid.
What does that show? That you said, Eidus Shabbat Lakshos HaBalakula, even on content. He wasn't a Russia. He wasn't a mass murderer. The aide, right? He wasn't a Karov. But you see, Tosfos says, you say that by content. So that answer to Bikivet, we just says against the Tosfos. In Sanhedrin, you got me? You got to get this down. The Rambam, though, argues. Where's the Rambam? Hilchos Eidus, what? Perek. Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. What does the Rambam say? He says, I'm back out. What? I showed you Jonathan, yes? And Yisrael. What if you have five Eidim that come in and they see a murder? And one of the five guys says, I don't know. They answer one of the seven questions. What's the din? What does the Rambam say? What's the phrase? Tiskayim Eidus Bishar. The Rambam says we throw out that guy, the rest of the Eidus sticks. Tiskayim Eidus Bishar, which means you don't say Eidus Shabbat Lakshos HaBalakul. You know why you don't? Because it's only on what, Gabriel? Content. It's only on the content that you say it. You only say it when it's what? When it's on a psula goof. This is on the content. And therefore, Rabbi Kivager is going with who? The Rambam. But Tosfos argues on this. Okay? So if you hold like what Tyson had, we're back to the drawing board. We've got to come up with another answer. Again, why does our Mishnah, what? Why does our Gemara say it can't be Reb Meir? It could be Reb Meir, Nichasim, Lishman. You also need Ksivu, Shomei, Sak, Sav, Sofer, the Eid. Based on what principle? Eidus Shabbat, Lakshos HaBalakul, Lakula. That there are three Eidim. One of the Eidim was not Lishman. Which one? The guy wrote the what? Wrote the get. That's called a signature? Yes, it is, according to Shmuel. And Rav. If anyone's the Chachim of Bidyev. You got me, Binyamin? Aryeh? That's the first answer. Okay, very good. That's number one. Okay, this is what Lamaisa, we have such a Chiddush. Rav Chanan writes this in Ksubas Kufya Gimel. It's a very important Machlaikis. You guys got to know this, okay? Someone asks you, is the Din Eidus Shabbat Maksas HaBalakul or Himsech HaKarim Apostle, is that only by Psule Aguf? Or will you apply it even to content as well? Machlekes Rambam Tosfos. So this answer we convey only goes well with the Rambam. Okay. Whatever you all like Tosfos, we need other answers. Let's go. Number two. The Kovetz Biyudin and the Dibri Yecheskel and Rishmul Rozovsky and Osman Hay say like this. The Din of Lishma is a halach in what? I was thinking this a little bit, but I didn't formulate it like this. I should have. The Din of Lishma is what? What is it a Din invention? It's a din in kashrus aget. It's not a din in haggadah seivus. It's not a din in how they're supposed to say it. In order to make sure a get is good, you need to verify, Jonathan, that it's been written lishma. You need to verify it has to be written lishma. So therefore, this is not considered haggadah seivus. This is not considered haggadah seivus. It's a din in the kashrus aget. And therefore, since it's a din in the kashrus aget, when the sofer doesn't write lishma, what does that mean? He will not disqualify the other Eidei Chesima. Midin Nimsa Echad or Karov Apostle. Because it's not connected with the Eidus. So the way I'm going to write this answer down, number two, Let's get it down. This is number two in big, bold. What's the second answer? The second answer is this is not lo kashur. Well, I've got to say this.
Who is this?
This is the answer, Lamaisa, the Kovitz Biurim, which is Rabbi Chanan, Lamaisa. This is the answer to Divri Cheskel also, and Rishmu Razoski. Lo kashur, I've got to say this. What is lo kashur? Why don't you be a little bit clearer? Talking to myself. Lishma is lo kashur, when I've got to say this. Therefore, I will not say Echem Nitzah Echem Yam Karvo Pasol Pasol Eidus. Because the fact is, it's not what? It's not even a Psul Aguf. It's not a Psul Nahagadah Seidus. It just was written bad. Well, that's all Lacha local in Kashas Aget. That doesn't speak to Haggadah. So you're not going to throw out all the Eidus based on that. The two other Eidim that are written Lishma, that are signed Lishma, are fine. That's the second answer. Number three. Also by the Divri Yecheskel and the Stipel. The Gemara says earlier, what did it say? You guys know the Gemara Baal Peh. What did the Gemara say? Now you don't have to know where we're at. Shaka Tarah. It said, Stam Sifra Megmark Miri, Rob Bikini, and Stam Sifra Megmark Miri. What's the Chashash? Rabbanah Hud Itzra. What is the Chashash according to Rashi? What is the Chashash according to Rashi? Rabbanah Hud Itzra. What? You guys tell me, what's the Chashash? Garbage can case, Nimlach, right? What's the Chashash according to Tysus? That he's going to write a what? Practice get. No, practice get. Remember the Tyson on the top? He's going to write a practice get. All those situations, Lamaisa, we're not going to possibly, because Ksav Sofer is the Adam that signed, the Sofer didn't even testify. The Sofer is a what? The Sofer wrote the get for a completely different couple. According to Rashi, it's a different couple. According to Tyson, it's for practice. Rabbeinu Shalom. The Adam signed it for the husband, so they don't connect at all. They absolutely do not connect at all to say that what? Nimsach had a car apostle. You have 100 guys see a murderer. One of them is a gambler. One of them is a murderer. Well, they all saw it. That's how they connect. Here they don't connect. How are they connecting? I'm going to write number three. Number three is what? Either it's what? Either it's Ashba, Nimlach. We call it Nimlach for Ashba. Or what? Or Lislame, practice. Whatever you say, it's low what? Low kashur le'edi chasima. Because the edi chasima signed it. Low kashur le'edi, low kashur le what? To someone that what? It's not kashur to what? To someone that what? Did not sign it with Shema. Right? Low kashur le'edis. It's not connected at all to the edis. It's like they're testifying on different things. That is the concern, that the Sofer signed Shalom Lishma. What did he do here, Shalom Lishma? He either wrote it for a different couple, he wrote it for a practice. So it comes out in the Maisa that it's not connected at all. You can't apostle the Ksivus of Sofer, the Adam that signed it. And the Sofer that signed is not testifying the same Adis. They're talking about two different things. How can the Sofer, what I wrote, I'll keep on there. Lo kashur le'edim shechasmu. Not connected with the Eidim Shechasmu. The Eidim that signed the Shema is fine. This Kofer didn't sign the Shema. Oh, isn't that Ksav Sofer of Eidus Eidus? We don't view that. It's not the same Eidus. You testify on a murder. I testify on a Gnev. Jonathan testifies on what? On Gilead Arias. Whatever it is. We're testifying on three different things. Doesn't make a difference. You follow what I'm saying? You can only say the Shabbat Sos of Balakul if you're testifying the same anus. You follow what I'm saying, Jonathan? You have to have something that combines them all together. Some guy testifies on Avodah Zarah. Israel testifies on Avodah Zarah. Other four different cases. You only say the Shabbat Sos of Balakul when you're testifying the same thing. They're not testifying the same thing. It's an ingenious answer as well. That's number three. Four. Chazon Ish. Simin Kuf Gimel Sivkan Chav Dalet. We have Chazon Ish. We do have Chazon Ish on the second floor. So if you didn't see it inside, let's say it outside. Davka get that an Ein Echad signs, do we say a Sofer what? A very beautiful answer. You know, before we go on to this answer, the Chazon Ish, obviously Rabbi Kivager learned not that way. Rabbi Kivager obviously must have learned that the fact they signed the same get calls it all same Eidus. You know what I mean? Rabbi Kivager, you understand his perspective. I mean, they did sign the same piece of paper, no? Even though according to Rashi, it was for another couple. According to Tosfos, it was a practice. But it was, they all were working on the same piece of paper. You follow what I'm saying? So on one hand, the answer we're saying is there, but it's still two different aguses. Rabbi Kivager learned that if it's on the same piece of paper, that combines them all together. And if you wrote a shalom shvab, you should blow the whole thing up. Okay, Chazon Ish. Let me ask you a question. There's a beautiful answer. When the sofer you want to count as an aid, ksav sofer of aid, that's only when he has kavana. That's only when he has kavana to become an aid. When would the sofer have kavana? Let's say the husband only signed one aid. Then the sofer knows, I'm going to be the second aid. So I better have kavana when I write up the get. But if there are two aiding, like in a classical case, the sofer never has kavana. The sofer never has kavana. Now Rabbi Kivager writes this in his chiddush. He does seem to be bothered by it, but he says the poskim don't make a difference. You're always considered to be connected no matter what. Always. You're always considered to be connected even though you have no kavana. So I'm just going to write the answer to the Chazon Ish that it is what? Chazon Ish says lo kavana. The sofer did not have kavana. Sofer, lo haya lo kavana. Rabbi Kivager would respond, it's automatic. Because the fact is, we say that it's kosher, ksav sorveid is kosher, it's automatic. The fact that you write it up and they're aiding you become combined together automatic. Chazon Ish says, no, it doesn't. You have no kavana, sofer, lo ya kavana, leitz taref, le'aiding. Leitz taref means you know to join. Leitz taref. Okay? You got it? That's a fourth answer. Okay, so I said, Rabbi Kivager seems to say it's automatic, but Chazon Ish says it's not automatic. And lastly, number five. The truth of the matter is there is a notion of kavana le'edis. The Gemara has the makas over there. You testify you need kavana of edis. Whole question is, do you have kavana to murder? You know, when you see the murder, do you have kavana? When you see it, they're going to come into Beis Din. If you hold like Rish Lakish that signing a shtar is like being interrogated in Beis Din, maybe you have to have kavana too as well. Maybe. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Here I'm saying, shtickle tucker. Now, if you take Rish Lakish to the extreme and say it's literally like what? Literally like Edis, and you have to have Kavana. So maybe you'd have to say the sofer has to have Kavana. Could be. Let's get to the last answer, Jonathan. Number five. The fifth answer is from the Gaon Reb Naftali Trop. Reb Naftali Trop in Simon Samaches Tir Maskel Miu says, beautiful. He says that's only when the husband himself signs an aid echad on the get. He's makdim on the get an aid echad. Then you know the sofer is going to be an aid. Because the Baal wants him to be an aid. But if the Baal signs two aidim, it's clear the Baal does not want the sofer to be an aid. So this is a little bit different, Nate. This is from the perspective of the husband. And then even if the sofer does have kavana, sorry, who's the boss here? Who's the boss here? The husband is the boss. So because the husband, because whoever hires the guy, the sofer is the one who hires the aidim.
But
not in this situation. It's an excellent nakuda. Din imamun is your right. Din yafash is right. Not in get. The boss is the husband. The husband is right. The husband gets the aidim. He gets the sofer. He's got to pay for them. He's got to pay the sofer. Poshim Shadi pays the aidim. And if the Baal doesn't want the sofer to be an aid, he will not be an aid. Even if the sofer has kavana, they want to be the aid. Now that's a big machloikis. I want you to get down here in your notes on Daf Tesamim Beis and Gittin, on Daf Fabezim Beis. Do the Eidim sign the Shlichus Abal? Do they sign with the direction of the Shlichus Abal? That's 2 days in Taisus. There's 2 days in Taisus on Tesamim Beis, Chavbezim Beis, and Gittin, whether the Eidim of the Get have to sign the Shlichus of the Baal. Okay? We'll have to ask your father when he comes, Binyamin, whether we're Machmakbet on that. Okay? I think we are. That when they write up the get, Lamaisa, the Aidim, the Baal's Mitzvah, the Aidim to sign it, okay? To fulfill the sheet of Taisus. You got this? So I want you to get this answer down. So I'm going to write the fifth answer. Who is this? The Gaon of Tali Trop is a Rish Yeshiva in Radin by the Chavetz Chaim's Yeshiva. He's a great Gaon. They call him the Granat. Gaon Reb Naftali Trop. Granat. Okay? Gaon Reb Naftali Trop. The Granat. He says, Baal. Lo rotze sofer to be an aid. He does not want the sofer Leo to be an aid. Five answers there, guys. That's where you have it. Okay, let's chazen them over. Again, the kasha is why does the Gemara present that could be still be Remeir? Chasim is lishma, of course, because Ada Chasim Akarsi, but why should we exceed lishma? Because Ksav sofer bay, the writing of the sofer becomes an aid. And if you shalom lishma, we should say what if said hakar apostle, which is synonymous with what phrase? What is it now? Eidus Shabbat Miksasa, Batlakulu. That's the flip side of the phrase. Five answers. Number one, you only say Batlakulu, Batlakulu, not Apsula Guf, not Apsula Gada. That's only according to who? Tosfos. That's only according to the Rambam. No, that's only according to what? Tosfos. No, I'm sorry, you're right. We don't say it by Psula Gada. That's against Tosfos. Only according to the Rambam. You're correct, Binyamin. So we had to come out to four other answers. Second answer is what? Not doing a Bishma is not connected with the Agadas Eidus. It's not connected at all. Number three. What's number three? What does number three say? Nimlach. You change your mind. Nimlach or Ashba. Or the case of what? Practice. That's not kashur to the Eidim Simon. It's a different what? It's a different thing. It's like we said, Avodah Zarah, Gilead, Ashkut, Islam, three different cases. Geneva. So why should you say there's a Bob Sas and Bob Kula? Rabbi Kiva Amos, they say they're signing the same star. So it's enough to combine. Chazanish says the Sofer has no Kabbana to star. You need Kabbana. When the guy signs two Eidim, he says, I don't need to be a third Eidim, I don't need three Eidim. Last answer of Naftali Trumpetzal, that says what? That says the Baal doesn't want the soul to be an Eidim. Even if the soul wants to be an Eidim. That's according to Dayan Tyson. What Daf? Daf Tesimizko Bizmez, that you must sign to get the Shlichus of Baal. If the Baal doesn't want you, you can add a Kasheray. That's on Tesimizko Bizmez, 2 days in Tyson. So we got this first Mahalach. We got the Kasher beginning of the five answers. Chlor, we got it? Okay, great. Quickly, Jonathan.
The issue that I'm taking with this is that even, no matter whether the husband appointed them or not, the sofer is still fully competent to do everything that they need.
It's
in terms
true.
Of,
it's not true. To write the Shema, the husband must direct the sofer and pay the sofer for it to be the Shema. It is different than a regular case of financial transactions. The Eidim, according to one day, does must be signed under the direction of a husband. This is all a manifestation of the Shema, okay? And that's what we assume. That speaks to the heart and core of a get. A get is different. And that's what we're suggesting.
We're also going to be super mafmir because it's so high stakes.
Okay, good. But I'm saying the mechanics also.
Right.
Yes, Elias. Yes.
Can I just re-answer the question again?
Two is the case that we're worried about, funny enough, of is because according to Rashi, the Nimlach are garbage can case, or the Tosa said the Sofer wrote a practice can. Mm-hmm. Well, how does that connect? That means the Sofer wrote something that is not associated with what these Eidim are signing. The Eidim are trying to sign for this couple that's about to get divorced. The case of Nimlach and Ashba was for a different couple when he wrote it. Or when he wrote the practice, they weren't ready to get divorced. So how can that link up with the Eidim that are signing? They could say it's all one kat. What does kat mean? Set. You guys know what kat means, right? Kat, group. How can that make it all one kat that you say it's diseased and say Bapakulu? You got it? That's the second answer. And the third answer is that that was the third answer. The second one is that doing Shalom Lishma is basically what is not doing it at all for this guy. So it doesn't. It's not an issue of how God has aided this. Lishma is on the kashas of the get. If I ask you, give me some halachas that are pertain to how God has aided this. What are you going to say? They didn't have to stand. They didn't can't contradict each other. They didn't can't retract after talking to Yibor. Lishma is about kashas of a get, of how a get is written. It's not a halacha of how God has aided this. So even if you want to expand it from Psula Guf to Agadah Seidus, it's not even Agadah Seidus Lishma. It's less than that. You follow me? So it doesn't even come up to say, oh, they're together to say Karo Apostle or Nimsa Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekulu. I was actually thinking the answer, but I didn't formulate it well. You follow me?
Thanks.
Think of what do we have to lock by a Rasha or by Krovah? That's a Psula and the Guf. What's the next level? A Psula and the Haggadah Seidus, the content. Like in Yodea. But not signing something Lishma is not even Haggadah Eidus. People that sign are not testifying, even unless you say like Rish Lakish. Even like Rish Lakish is not physically testifying. They don't pop out of the star and testify. It's a halacha limited to get Lishma. So if that wasn't done, that doesn't combine with the what? With the two guys that signed. What the sofer didn't do right shouldn't necessarily blend together with the two of them signing, even if you don't ksav sofer the eight. But it's not called Aedis in the sense that they were a cot of three Aedin.
Because they did the
Yeah, you know, they're doing the classical Haggadah, the two signatures. This guy's fulfilling the halach and get.
Irrelevant one.
Exactly. So why should you combine them together to say, even though you're saying that he does count as an aid, at the end of the day you need it, but we don't call that as Aedis. That all three of them are doing an Aedis together, and if one of them was a Shalol Yishma, should apostle everybody. It's a fine line. Because you're calling him an Aid, but on the other hand, the nature of Lishma is not doesn't fit the bill of being regular content. Like saying any of day. You follow me? Okay, good. Let's get to it right now, the place on the bottom. Okay? Who wants to read? We got a lot to do, guys. Let's go. Let's see the dice. It's a hard, it's a pretty hard dice. Once you got it, you got it. Well, let's go through it now. You got it? Man Hai Tana. Let's see the dice on the bottom. Who's got it? Who wants to read inside? Yisrael, let's go. Man Hai Tana. Guys, look inside. Please pay attention. Please focus. Let's focus. Man Hai Tana, go ahead.
Man Hai Tana, the way you see the Shema, the way you see the Shema. Vim tomar the mind maskinan, the Rabba isle the Rama.
Oh, what daf is that at, by the way? Where does that phrase come up, Rabba isle the Rama? Dalin on the base. Okay? So you got to wait from base of off all the way to Dalin on the base. But he says, according to the way we paskin, the way you can lube, rather. Robin Slater Rava.
Right.
Go ahead.
Nukim is.
What's Nukim mean?
We should establish.
Yes, we should establish Masnissen. Oh! We should establish the Mishlak Rabba Lazar right off the bat. Do you know what I told you guys yesterday? That the reason why the Gemara tries to go with Rameir, Kastamishik Rameir? I was really not thinking. Because remember I said I'm my own Stamishis Rameir? I was embarrassed. The Gemara says that later on in Dalai Manaf. I forgot. What I said is the Gemara says in the blot later. The reason why the Gemara tried Rameir because Stamish is Rameir. Now, classical Stamish is when it's just anonymous completely. But at least the first Tanakama was anonymous. So the Gemara says that. Okay? So it wasn't me and my Kiddush. It was the Gemara that said it. Go ahead. So according to the way we Paskin, Robin, I said it again. According to the way we conclude, not Paskin, the Maskinen that Rabbi said, Rabbi, Nuki Masisik Rabbi Lazar. Go ahead. Now, what does Rabbi Lazar hold? What does Rabbi Lazar hold? What makes it get a get? Ada what? Can't hear you. Ada Mesira Karsi. Rabbi Meir's Ada Chasima Karsi. Rabbi Lazar's Ada Mesira Karsi. But how does he interpret the word Vakasav? Rabbi Lazar? Literally. The Lishma is on the what? On the Ksiva. According to Rabbi Meir, the Lishma is on the what? Chasima. Because Vakasav means Vakasav. Doesn't that bother you? Why would a mayor say v'chassam means v'chassam? Wouldn't you say p'shutos v'mikras v'chassam interpreted literally? So I saw this morning, I want you to get it down. Some services, a beautiful shot. He says, I'll tell you why a mayor said what he said. Please get it down. What does it say? V'chassam law, sefer krisus. Yes? Doesn't it say that in Parshas what? Where does it say it?
Kisava.
Says it in Parshas kiteitze. Says in kiteitze. So why doesn't it say the cuss of law creases? Listen to this. Why doesn't it say the cuss of law creases besafer? That's what the Chumash should have said. You find it by a sota, by Parshas Noso, the cuss of Akoin ha'alos besafer. Why doesn't it say the cuss of law safer? What? Why doesn't it say cuss of law creases besafer? The fact that it didn't say besafer implies that what? That you're writing something, what? In something that already was written. Meaning what? You're signing something that was already written. Please get that down in your notes. So don't think that Rameir is saying is nuts. Chassam Sofer says it's not nuts. It's a nice view. Now Rabbi Lazar doesn't buy it.
Wait, what's
it? It should have said the custom of law creases besafer. Like it said in Nusam, custom of alos besafer. Why doesn't it say besafer? You know why? Because it's trying to imply that what? That you're writing something that already, in putting in something that already was written, Kasav La Krisis. Since it says, Kasav La Sefer Krisis, Mashma, you're writing something betok the Sefer Krisis. The Kasav La Sefer Krisis. Mashma, you've already written something. So the body of the get's been written. You're just putting the signatures in it. Okay. Rabbi Lazar says, I don't buy it. The Kasav La is going on Lishma, and the Ksiva, according to Rabbi Lazar, has to be what? Lishma, the Chasima according to Rameir has to be Lishma. What about the Nesina? Does the Nesina have to be Lishma within Rabbi Lazar? Yes or no? We learned it last week. Machlokes between Rabbi Yirmi and Abaye. What daf? Pei vav and beis and getting on the bottom. Please get it down. Rabbi Yirmi and who else? Abaye. Pei vav and beis. Remember we learned that? Do you need nisina lishma or not? We passing you. The Gemara on the bottom of pei vav and beis. The Gemara says that according to Abaye, ksiva lishma, nisina lishma, you boy. Do you need nisina lishma? Look at the bottom of pei vav and beis. Last two lines. Okay? You guys got to know this. See that there? Pei vav and beis on the bottom. Go ahead, read it there. Mantana, you have two gittin. We'll get to it, get to the toises when we get to the toises and dial them out. But you have two of them getting them mixed up. You got to get both gittin to both women. Go ahead, Yisrael. Pei vav and beis on the bottom. Manhaitana. Pei vav is from the beginning of the morning. Five lines on the bottom.
Mantana?
Yeah.
Mantana, Amar Yirmiya, the Lord Rabbi Elazar.
Not like Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar.
The Rabbi Elazar, Kevan, the Amar Ede Mesira Karasi, Aloy Dai, by Menayu.
Lo Yodim, but Hey Minau Kamakarshi. Which get is divorced in the woman? That means you need to sing Lishma. Whose sheet is that? Rabbi Yirmiya. Go ahead. Abaye Amar.
Abaye Amar, Afilu Tema, Rabbi Elazar.
Even if you claim it's Rabbi Elazar, do you need what? Adam Sirikarsi, what does it say?
Emma Dabai Rabbi Lazar Ksiva Lashma. Hasina Lashma Mibai, who says.
Now you gotta read it with a little bit more drama there. Nasina Lashma, come out, I'll let you do it. Go ahead. Nasina what?
Nasina Lashma Mibai.
Yeah, exactly. Who requires Nasina Lashma? There it is. So if I ask you, does Nasina Lashma? It's my place, I'm a Roy Pay Bob and Bitch. We paskin, you do not need Nasina Lashma. So Rabbi Lazar interprets the pasuk literally, because of law is referring to Lashma. And Rebbeir says, because it's the chasam, and we said the pshat of Sam Sofer, that you need chasim lishma. So therefore, 1 second, Binyamin. Back to Tyson Gimel and Aleph. You saw, read the Tyson again, from the Dur Masna. Let's get the kasha, guys. Go ahead. Manhai, what?
Manhai, Tana, the Bayek, Chasim lishma, Bayek, Chasim lishma. The Imtom, Arlo, Mayed, Maskinan, the Rabba, Islay, the Rabba.
Once you say that, and who are we within now? Are you? Rabba, right? We're talking within Rabba. But if you hold Rabbi Slater Rava, go ahead.
Right. Nuki Misnik Rabbi Elazar.
Exactly. Go ahead.
It's
a beautiful neat split. The Fane Nechtav is because of Lishma, but holding like Rabbi Elazar, you need Ksiv Lishma. The Fane Nechtav is because you need Kiyum, that the signatures aren't forged. But I thought Rabbi's only a Lishma man, not a Kiyum man. No, Rabbi Slater Rava. And the Mishnah forged beautifully according to Rabbi Elazar. Go ahead. The Dochek, what?
The Dovid Omar, the Kula Hat Sugya, the Gamra of Ashi, the Amar Lakhman, Rav Yehuda He,
Iri.
The Mayat Zagadetak Miyagara.
It's very difficult to say this whole Sugya. Hach is usually that. Here it means this whole Sugya does not know the Maskan of Rabbi Slater Rava. You're going to take a whole block and try to find who the Tanis, and they don't know Rabbi Slater Rava. From this Gemara, they knew it. Earlier, they didn't know it on Bezim Gemara. Like I said, the first Akudin Shir today. And what does it say, Rabbi Yehuda? What's that referring to, Rav Ashi? Turn the daf to Dalet Amud Aleph, real quick. You see Dalet Amud Aleph? It's about the 10th line from the top. At the end of the day, who's the Mishnah according to? Who's the Mishnah according to? There's a third Tana out there. Who's the third Tana? Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Yehuda Shas, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana that holds in Yitziva and Chasim Lishma. Rabbi Elazar says only Ksiv Lishma. Rabbi Meir says only what? I don't need to write it on the board. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says you need Ksiva and Chasim Lishma. It's a third Tana. That's why you need Fanei Nechtav, Fanei Nechtav. Rabbi Elazar holds only what? Ksiv Lishma. He should only require Fanei Nechtav. And Rabbi Meir says you only need what? Chasim Lishma. You only need Fanei Nechtav. So the Gemara in the name of Rav Ashi, who's the end of the last generation of Maroyim, who wrote the Gemara with Ravina, he claims the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda. I'm spilling the beans. You see that? It's a 6th line from the top. Rav Ashi Amar Haman Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara actually says, well, why'd you try to make it like Rav Meir? What's the answer, Aryeh? Why'd we try to make it like Rav Meir right now? Because Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. And why'd we try to make it like Rav Elazar? Because we have a famous cloud of Halakhic Rav Elazar, but what? We get it. But that's why we try. But at the end of the day, who's the Maskana? Rav Yehuda. You mean to tell me the Rav Ashi who wrote the Gemara? You mean Rav Ashi, who wrote the Gemara with Ravina, wrote the Gemara is only going according to the Ahavamina, that Rabba doesn't hold like Rabba? Of course he knew the Maskana. Very difficult to say that they didn't know Lamaisa that Maskana. Very severe. You have to, if that was the case, they should have said it Befeirish. They should have said, now that we've come to this point, Lamaisa, you know what? It should have said. It's not mistaber to say the whole Shas, Lamaisa, didn't know this. And if you're telling me in Kane Habil Lashmin and Kane Lahalam Maskana, should have said that when we said Rabbi Listed Rabbi, she said, now, you know what the Gemara said? You ever heard this phrase? Hashkadas Lahachi? Now that we've arrived at this point, a lot of times we'll say this in Shir. Now that we've built up a whole Chiddush, Hashkadas Lahachi, the Gemara said, now that we've proven this, Rabbi Listed Rabbi, then we'll say what? Then we'll say the following. The Gemara doesn't say that. If the Gemara didn't know, if the Gemara really didn't know Rabbi Slater Rabba, the Gemara should have said at the very end, oh, now that we know Rabbi Slater Rabba, we discovered America. And therefore, this is what we're going to say. You know what I mean? The Mishnah's like, the Mishnah's like who? The Mishnah's like Rabbi Lazar, the Halacha Lamaisa, and the Mishnah's like Rabbi Lazar, what should it say? That Befanei Nechtav is because Rabbi Lazar is Yishma, Befanei Nechtav is because of Kiyum, because of Rabbi Slater Rabba. The Gemara never says that once. So the implication being that the Gemara knew it from the very beginning right now of Montana. So therefore, Tesis Kash remains stark. Why did the Gemara go right at it and say it's Rabbi Lazar, who holds Rabbi Islay to Rabba? Rabba, again, we're within Rabba, who's an Amayra. How? Who's the town of the Mishra Eliezer? It's Rabbi Lazar. Eliezer Belazar. Why? Because you need Befanei Nechtav Lishma. Why do you need Chasima? Because why? Kiyum. What do you mean? I thought Rabba's Lishma, man. Rabbi Islay to Rabba. Already now, the Gemara knew. Yes, Nate. That is Tosis Kasha, Lock, Stock, and Barrel. Yes, Nate.
Is there any way of saying that Rav Meir and the Mishnah could be holding Rav Meir and Rav Lazar instead of making it all the way? Because saying that since one says Kasima, one says Kasima, we both.
Essentially, we wouldn't agree with your formulation. Essentially, we're doing that, but it's a third time of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds you both. Not that he holds both. You need Kasima and Kasima and Lishma. So that's why I like to call him a third time. That's what one of my rabbis, Shmuel Dachlo, so we call it a third time. However you want to say it, but he quares the Shema in both. And it's not, it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. So if someone asks you, when you're reciting the Mishnah and getting by Baal Peh, not Beis, someone asks you, well, I say, who is the Tana? Who is that Tana, the Tana Kama? Maybe you get me to say, Sharak Shiyom Mefanei Nechtav. Yes? Rabbi Gamliel Amar Afilu Mechaker Mechaker Mechaker. See, I'm forgetting. Rabbi Lozar Afilu Mefarlu Lulu. Who's the Tana Kama? Who's the Tana? Easy. Dalin Amar from Yehuda. Rav Ashi identified as being reviewed at the time. That's the answer. After it's all said and done. But you have to assume already from now we're knowing Rabbi Slater Rabba. If we know that already, then why did the Gemara say it's Rabbi Lozar? And if the Gemara didn't know it, the Gemara should have said at the end, Hashka, now we know Rabbi Slater Rabba. Now we can say that Rabbi Lozar is the Tana. The Gemara never says that anywhere. So obviously they knew it already. So that's a great kasher. Just say it's Rabbi Lozar. Done. Rabbi Slater Rabba. That's Tosis kasher. Okay. What's Tosis Teres? Let's go. Yesh Lomar. That's what it means. Iru Lamaita Saka Dakmikar. Write it in your notes. It means that Lamaita, don't tell me, it's very dulking to say this whole sugya is talking about what we thought originally, meaning Rabbi Leslater Rabba. That Rabbi and Rabba are mutually exclusive. That's what it means. You can write it in your notes. But that's what it means. Iru Lamaita Saka Dakmikar, that we do not know Rabbi Leslater Rabba. We think Rabbi Leslater Rabba are mutually exclusive. Okay. So what's the terrors? Go ahead, Yesh Lomar.
Right, that even in the Maskana he would have hold that by Chasim Lashma.
Wow. He says it black on white. That what? That even according to Rabbi Lazar, what do you need? I'm sorry, not according to Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabba, what do you need?
Chasim Lashma.
You need the Chasim to be Lishma. You got that? You need the Chasim to be Lishma. So how did that just answer the question? He's going to build up the whole Kesher. But you tell me right away, how does it answer the question? What was Tos Kasha? Say the Tana is Rabbi Lazar. You need Ksiva Lishma because Rabbi Lazar holds Ksiva Lishma. Why do you need Chasima Lishma? Because why? I'm sorry. Why do you need Befanei Nechtam?
Because of the
Kiyum. And that's why that's the Tana says Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. What's the answer to that? It's not true. Because according to what? According to Rabba, what do you need, Aryeh? Not only must the ksiva be lishma, it must be what? The what? The chasima must be lishma. That can't be Rabbi Lazar. Tosas Kasha was, let it be Rabbi Lazar, Nate, yes? The answer is it can't be Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi says the chasima's benji must also be lishma. If the chasima's must be lishma, that's not Rabbi Lazar. That's a very, very quick answer. But now he's going to tell us, how do I know that? How do I know that Rabba requires the Shema and the Chasimus? Go ahead. Period. How do I know Yadanu doesn't work? You guys tell me. How do we know Yadanu, according to Rabba, does not work? I'll hint to you. Tosas Dibur Maskil Hacha. Three Tosas and before. What did Tosas say at the end of the Tosas? Mikoach what? What did Tosas say at the end of the, that there's a Makor? What's the Makor? The Makor is the Mishnah says, Echad Omer B'Faneinu, Echad Shnayim Omer B'Faneinu. Why does it say B'Faneinu? Nechtam. Say Yadanu. Must be that Yadanu is not good. Rabba said, Mikoach not Makor, Yadanu is not good. Once I know Yadanu is not good, go ahead. I know Yadanu is not good already from there. Yes? I would have said Kedibirashu. I don't know why I didn't say Kedibirashu. But I guess he assumes you know it. Go ahead.
Right. The Imahani, the Fiya Maskana, Tekashi.
Tikshi Rabba.
Right, Tikshi Rabba. My time Lo Amar Karaba.
My time Lo Amar Karaba. So what does that mean? If Yadanu would work on the Chasimus, Asher, according to Rabba, why is that bad? You guys tell me, why is that bad if Yadanu works? Follow this, it's not hard. Oh. No, we're in within Rabba. So this whole Gemara is Rabba.
Because
this whole Gemara is Rabba.
Because
what? I understand, but let's get what he says that Yadanu does not work, according to Rabba, because if it worked, then we'd have a kasha. Why did Rabba not hold like Rabba? Follow this now. What did the Gemara say? It's not hard. What did the Gemara say why Rabba doesn't like Rabba? You tell me. What did the Gemara say? Tell me the steps. Why did Rabba not hold like Rabba?
And why didn't he find an echidim?
Why didn't he even find an echidim at all? Excellent. What did Rabba say back then? You're right. But the reason why I do it is because what? Confusing. So I need a hecker. What did Rabba say back to that? Confusing. What are you confused about? One is Bafanai in Gittin and one is Yadinin. So what does that mean when he says Bafanai by Gittin? That Yadinin does not work. Yes? What happens if you say Yadinin does work? Then you haven't answered. Then Rabba has not responded correctly why he doesn't hold like who? Rabba! The anchor of why Rabba doesn't hold like Rabba is because why? I don't need a hecker. I have a hecker already. Because Bafaneinu Yadanu doesn't work by get. Yes? Otherwise, that's what he means to say. Vimahani Lafia Maskana Tikshe. If you're gonna tell me it works, Tikshe Rabba my Tamil Rabba. Then why did Rabba not hold like Rabba? Do you understand what I'm saying? Why did Rabba not hold like Rabba? You can't read the Gemara. The Gemara didn't respond. Remember, like we said, when you don't like someone in the sheet, you gotta find holes in the sheet though. Yes? We found a makor why it's not good. In fact, when Sarfati Shlita and I were talking on the phone this morning, and he pointed out this great kasha. According to Tosis, I don't know why the Mishnah didn't say it. Why didn't not the Mishnah, why didn't the Gemara quote the Mishnah? The reason why Rabba doesn't like Rabba is because why? What's the reason why Rabba doesn't like Rabba in the end of the day? Mikoach the Mishnah, the Adanu does not work. The Gemara should have quoted the Mishnah. The Gemara just assumes that Bafanai works, the Adin doesn't work, but it's Mikoach the Mishnah. Tosis reading him into the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara should have said it. Okay, it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. But Lamai said that. I said to him, Tosis, well, yeah, you have to say Tosis, that is understood in the Gemara. It's Mikoach the Mishnah. You follow me now? So now, you have to say Yadanu doesn't work, otherwise you can't read the Gemara. And if you say Yadanu works, then how is Rabba not like Rabba? Now listen to this. I'm going to say it outside. It's the next line. We'll read it inside. Listen to this. Maybe Yadanu doesn't work because of what? Maybe Yadanu doesn't work because of Achlufe. What would happen if Yadanu would work by Get? Like Rava said himself, where you have a what? Bridge. Yes? Maybe that's the reason why Adana doesn't work. Did you hear what I just said? Maybe the reason why Adana doesn't work is because why? Maybe Adana doesn't work because of what? Because of Lachufe. You need a Achlufe. You need a hacker. And Yadanu would what? If it would work, there would be no Hecker, because you have the bridge, like Rava says himself in the Gemara. We're saying according to Rava, Yadanu doesn't work. Yes? How do we know Yadanu doesn't work? From the Mishnah. Now he's going to say, what's the reason why? And he says it must not work, otherwise a conversation with what? With Rava, not like Rava, would not fit. We wouldn't know. Then he says, well, what's the reason why Yadanu doesn't work now? What's the reason why it doesn't work? Maybe because what? Machlufe? What do I mean by Machlufe? That if Yadanu would work like that, they would equate Dini Mamas would be a problem, like Rava says, right? But what's the answer to that? That's not right, says Tosis. Because I already have a Hecker. Why do I have a Hecker? Because I'm Rava. And what does Rava say? The Ksiva must be done what? Lishma. The Ksiva must be done Lishma. Yes, I'm Rava. Yes, so if I'm Rabba, I already have the Fane Nechtav, because it has to be written Lishma, and that will also serve as a what? Since I have to write it anyway for Lishma, because Rabba is later Rava, yes? But I hold Lishma, it has to be written what? It has to be written Lishma, but once it has to be written Lishma, it also can serve as a Hecker. So why is Yadanu bad? You know why Yadanu bad? Because of Lishma again. Because you've got to be there. You've got to observe it. You have to know that it was signed for that. Read it inside. So, Veleka Lameymar. Go ahead. Veleka Lameymar.
Veleka Lameymar. Adel lo mahane yadanu hainu mishum echalupe.
Oh, maybe it's because of lachlufe. Therefore, if you said yadanu by getting, you would equate it with dini mamas. And we think one is good by the mamas. Go ahead. There's the daha. Whenever you have Veleka Lameymar, daha, because, or adalu, go ahead. Daha, because.
Daha.
Since you got to say b'fanei neftah anyway because of lishma, go ahead. You're not going to what?
Come to confuse it.
You're not going to come to confuse because there's a hecker there anyway. So why is Yadanu not good? You tell me, why is Yadanu not good? Why is Yadanu not good? Because you need the chasimus to be lishma. Yes. You need the chasim to be lishma as well. That's why it can't be Rav Elazar.
Didn't we know that already?
What'd you say?
Didn't we know that already?
No, what do you mean we knew it already? That's the answer. Again, think about it. What was Tosas Kasha? Tosas Kasha says, why does the Gemara not quickly propose it's Rav Elazar and say like this? That what? B'fanei Nechtav is needed what? I'm the lishma, ksiva, lishma, Rav Elazar, ksiva, lishma. Why did you b'fanei Nechtav? Because why? Why didn't you find an echo? Rabbi is later on. Because of what? Kiyum. You need on the chesimus, yes? That was Tosis Kasha. Is that correct? Again, Nachama. What was Tosis Kasha? That what? Why can't we say the time is like a Lazar? You need a funny nechtav to tell me Ksivu Lishma, and you need a funny nechtav for what? Kiyum. I thought Rabbi's a Lishma man. What's the answer? Rabbi is later on. Yes? What's Tosis' answer? Tosis says that's dead wrong, Nate. Why is that dead wrong? Because we need Lishma on the Chasima as well. That shows you that it's not Rav Elazar. I need the Fanei Nechtav not because of Kiyum, I need it because of Lishma. How do I know that it has to be because of Lishma? You tell me, because why? Because I know a Makor that Yadanu doesn't work. Where's the Makor? From the Mishnah in the second parak. So I know that the Faneinu, yes, so it tells me Yadanu doesn't tell me that it's Lishma. Once I know from the Makor, the Yadanu is not good, Lamaisa, yes? And I know Yadanu is not good from the Makor, and number two, the whole conversation wouldn't make sense here. Because I would still want to know why was Rava not like Rava, right? We were Masber, right? Because what did Rava say to Rava? You shouldn't need the Faneinu, right? What's the answer? Lachlufe, Hecker, right? What did Rava say? I don't need a Hecker. I already have Bafanai and Yadinin. Saying Bafanai means that Bafanai is good, Yadinin is not good. So you see clearly from the Makor in the Mishnah and our Gemara, the Yadanu is not good. Now why is Yadanu not good? Jonathan, why is Yadanu not good in the Chasimus? Why? One of two possibilities. Either Lachlufe, like Rava says in the Gemara, if Yadanu would be good, then we'd bridge them together, which it is good, according to Rava. According to Rava, Yadin is not good. Why is it not good? Because it would be good. We'd confuse Gittin with Dini Mamas. Maybe that's the reason why it's not good. No, but why is that wrong? Tell me why that's wrong. Because I already have a what? I already have a Hecker. What do I already have a Hecker? Because I have to write, say the Fanei Nechtav because of Lishma. I'm Rava. I'm Rabba. Yes? I'm Rabba. So I know it has to be Bafana Nechtav. So once I already know that I have to write it the Shema, yes? Then it also will serve as a hecker. So Yadanu, you can't tell me it's not good because of the hecker. I already have a hecker. So why is Yadanu not good? Because of Lishma. And the Chassim is as well. He's assuming in this answer that you need what? You need Lishma both on the Ksiva and the Chassima. That's what he's assuming. Man Tana, I didn't say it. The Gemara said it. Man Tana, we would label the Shir as Man Tana, the title of the Shir. Man Tana, the high Tana, boy Ksiva Lishma, boy Ksiva Lishma. Why do you think the Gemara said it like that, Aryeh? Because you need the Fanei Nechtav and Fanei Nechtam. So you need Lishma and the Ksiva and the Chassima. That's Tyson's answer. If you're a Lishma man like Rava, then you need it on both. Once you need it on both, it'll serve as a hecker too. So you can't tell me that Danu is because why? It's because of Asalachufe hecker, because I already have a hecker. So why is it not good? Because of Lishma. It works out Kishma, no? You want me to say it one more time? Let's say it one more time outside. Eliezer, you got a quick kasha? Go ahead, and I'll say it outside again. Go ahead.
Why would we say though that Rava says that the funny nechtav is lishma, but nechtam isn't? Like, why do you split it up? I thought based on the Gemara that we read earlier, both parts need to be lishma. So why do we have the Havamina to go say that only nechtav was lishma?
That's Tosas Kasha. Why does the Gemara jump and assume that the Tana of our mission requires lishma in both? Why make that assumption? We know Rava slayed a Rava, make lishma only on the ksiva. And Chasima b'fanech is because of Kiyum. And it would be Rabbi Lazar. That's Kufa Tosis Kasha. Why does Gemara jump and say, Man Tana, who's the Tana requires Lishma both? Who says you need Lishma both? Maybe it's Rabbi Lazar, you only need Lishma on the Ksiva, and you need b'fanech on because of Kiyum. But I thought Rabbi is only Kiyum. Rabbi is later Rabbi. You understand? Well, you're saying that's Kufa Tosis Kasha. I didn't say it out like that. I should have said it out like that. It's clear. What's the Gemara jump and say, Man Tana for? The unique Siva Lishma Chasima. Who says that's true? If you're trying to look for a Tana, I will find Rabbi Lazar requires Siva Lishma, and I need Chasima for Kiyum. That's it. That's why I have to say the Fanei Nechtav and Fanei Nechtam. Yes, Benj.
So the whole reason why Rava doesn't hold Yadinan is because, or Yadinan is because he holds Lishma as the hacker?
Well, you have to say it in steps. How do I know Yadinan doesn't work? First, it's a makor from the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parable. Because it's a fanim. There, for sure, I know it's not good. Why, I don't know. But I have a makor. Second makor is our Gemara. Our Gemara assumed that what? That Yadin is not good by getting. You need Bafanai. That otherwise, you wouldn't know why Rava didn't hold like Rava. Yes? The conversation works. So that's a second makor. Then, three and four is what? Why? Why is Yadin not good? Why? I have two possibilities. Maybe Yadanu is not good because of Lechlufe. That if Yadanu would be good by Ged, and it's good by Dini Manos, we'd equate the two and think by Dini Manos one is good. Why is that wrong? Because I already have a hecker. You can't tell me that I need Bafanai instead of Yadin. Yadin's bad because I already have a what? Because I need a hecker. Bafanai. I already have a hecker in Bafanai Nechtav because I have to write the Lishma on the Ksiva. You follow me? I have to write the Lishma and the Ksiva.
So Yadinan gets like outranked on
it? Yadinan gets outranked. It's more than outranked. I don't need it as a hecker. You can't tell me I disqualify Yadinan because I need it as a hecker. What do I mean I need it as a hecker? That it's not good and I need Bafana. That's what that means, right? Yeah. You can't tell me that's the reason because I already have Bafana Nechtav. That's a hecker. Well, why do you have Bafana Nechtav? Because I need Lishma on that. Once I need that Lishma, it can also serve as a hecker. So then what am I left with? Why is that Danu Alpisfar bad? Because of Lishma. I have to be there. I have to be there at the end of the day. I have to observe and know that it was signed Lishma. You got what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say it one more time, okay? It's a hard place. Once you get it, it's Gishmak. Usher, you got me?
It's like a big fish.
It's not a big fish, but you have to do certain Taisim and Shas are what we call Cheshvin. Chesbin.
Yeah,
you know what Chesbin means?
Yeah.
Chesbin. That's what they say in the yeshivas. Chesbin. Chesbin, you got to follow Chesbin. It's like a pilpul.
But,
okay?
Stam, it's not Chesh, it's a Shema for a Chesima.
What'd you say?
I was always assuming that it's you have to do a Shema Kasila.
Right. Well, Nate, when you take Tosos Kasha, you get intimidated. Maybe you don't need it.
Once you take a Kasha,
I understand, but the Kasha, is a very strong. Tosos teaching, there are certain Tosos, all Tosos are Kabbalah, but certain Tosos are specifically teaching you how to learn the Gemara. It's teaching you how to learn the Gemara. More, sometimes they're more conceptual, sometimes they're learning how to pshat in the Gemara. The Kasha of the Gemara was, who is the Tana? Are you? Please follow this. Who is the Tana requires Kasimli Shema, Kasimli Shema? We're within Rabba. Why does Gemara make that jump? Because you need a funny nechta, early Shema man. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Why did you make such a leap and jump into it and said, whoever the Tana is needs Kasimli, Kasimli Shema? Why make such a leap? I'll give you a beautiful theory. Rabba is later Rabba, we know that. Very hard to believe the Gemara, a whole block didn't know that Rabbi Slid Rabba when they're trying to find a Tana. Oh, by the way, we didn't know Rabbi Slid. Come on. The Gemara should have said that in the end. How could this once you know Rabbi Slid Rabba, then who the Tana is? Yes? Gemara didn't say that. So it implies from this going on in, we know Rabbi Slid Rabba. If that's the case, I'll say very easily. The funny next of is Lishma. Who's that? Which Tana? Which Tana? Robin Rubber number one. Which Tana holds the Lishma to Ksiva? Rav is an Amora, Rav and Rav are Amorayim. Yeah. Which Tana holds in the Shema and the Ksiva? Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar. That's what you meant, Rav Elazar. Right, Rav Elazar. You meant that. So why be fancy? Just say it's the Tana is Rav Elazar. He needs the Shema and the Ksiva. And why do you have to sit in front of Neftam? Nothing to do with Lishma. Because of what? Kiyum, correct. Great Kasha. He's jumping on. Why did we make the assumption that the Tana of our Mishnah, holy Tana, has to require the Shema Neksiva Ksiva? Why say that? Don't be such an extremist. At the end of the day, we only find a third Tana. I'll tell you, Elisa, when people ask you this question, what makes a star? Everyone, 99% of the Talmud Chacham in the world will tell you what makes a star. They'll tell you, Rabbi Elazar, it's Adam, the Sirik Arsi, the Adam that see the delivery they get. Right, Rabbi Elazar says the Adim, that makes this get a get. And Rabbi Meir holds Adim Chasim Karsh, the signature sign. No one mentions Rabbi Yehuda, that you need Lishma and the Chasim and the Chasim. According to Rabbi Elazar, what do you mean Lishma? Rabbi Elazar says the Chasim, Rabbi Meir says the Chasim. What about Rabbi Yehuda? You forgot about Rabbi Yehuda? Yeah, you did. Well, Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana of our Mishnah, that base, who says you need both. You follow what I'm saying? So why does the Gemara make this quantum leap that the Tana has to hold both? Yes, Nate, go ahead. You follow me?
Yeah.
So this is Tosis Kasha. It's a great Kasha. And it's very neat because why? It fulfills Lishma and Kiyum. And it really fits the bill of Rabbis later on. So what's Tosis' answer? Tosis' answer is dead, it's dead wrong, this presentation. Why is it dead wrong? Because you need Lishma also on the Chasima as well. Why do you need Lishma also on the Chasima as well? Because why? Because Yadanu is not good. Yadanu is we know. We know. What do you mean you know? You recognize singers? You don't know the sign, what Lishma. You got to be there. You need to find out. Now, how do I know Yadanu is not good? From where? Second pair. Excellent. How do I also know it's not good? From our very conversation in the Gemara. Because Rabbi was assuming that Yadinan is only good by the Dinamas, and you need the Funai by get, which means, what's the other side of the coin of that? That Yadinan doesn't work by get. Otherwise, you would have, why does Rabbi not hold like Rabbi? That whole conversation would fall. Now that we've proven that, why is it so, Bench? Why is Yadanan not good on the Chasimas according to Rabbi, are you? Two possibilities. Maybe it's Lachlufe. If Yadanan would work, then we'd equate Gittin with Shar Dinamas. Why is that not right? Because I already have a lachlufe. Why do I always have a lachlufe? Because I need the funai. Nechtav, I'm a lishma mexiva. Because I'm a lishma man. I'm a lishma man. I'm a rabba man. I need lishma. So you see, you need lishma. If I'm a funai nechtav, you need lishma. Then I also what? Also can serve the funai nechtav as a flag, as a hector. So I don't need Yadanu to be bad because I need a hecker. Yes? So what's the reason at the end of the day why Yadanu is not good? Lishma. There it is. Lishma. And that's on the Chasimis. And that is on the Chasimis. And that's why Tosa's proposal goes right out the window. To say the Fanei Nechtam is Lishma and the Fanei Nechtam is because of Kiyum If that would be the case, if a funny necklace is because of Kiyum, then Yadanu should be just as good. And the fact is, Yadanu is not just as good because I need Lishma. And Yadanu doesn't do the job. Yes, Pinyon.
A question on the question, really.
Yes.
The Mishnah, it starts off on Havevi, right?
Yes.
So Havevi Nechav seems to be Zafka according to Tanakhama.
Yes.
But then later, it's, a couple lines later, it says about Chachom Omerim, Inutar Chacham, Havevi Nechav, Havevi Nechav, Allah, and then it gives the cases. So it seems the general Chachomim Bechlal agree that you need Havevi Nechav, Havevi Nechav as a whole. And you need both. It's not just the Tanakhamas. It's all the Chachamim afterwards.
So what are you saying? They're for what?
Meaning the question that we ask, who's the Tana of our Mishnah?
Yeah.
Why are we asking for one Tana? We have an entire set of Chachamim. That is everyone that is except for the original Tana.
All the Chachamim, did was add Ad Moloch. That's all.
But it's the general Chachamim agree then.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Whoever subscribes to the required Tana, who is it?
It seems to be the general follow all the time.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
So then why are we asking for a single Tana?
Who said we're asking for a single? Who's the Tana? That's all Tanakama. Doesn't mean single one. Anyone who subscribes in front of Neftah, it's more of a point where they come to Molech. They had a Xerah. It's not just one. It's all anyone who subscribes to that. That's the din. Benj, what's your cash? Benj, what's your cash? Very good, Benjamin. Okay, good. We got this? Let's go now. Lamaisa. Should we wait till Sunday to start the next class? Go to Chumash?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to Chumash. I want you to chazer over on Sunday, Lamaisa. Monday we'll have a lunch.